Hi, it's Rob here, and back with another podcast episode. It feels like at least a week since my last episode, might even be a touch longer, but I've been exploring and I got a bit lost exploring, and actually, that has brought me back to here to the podcast. And I want to talk about exploring in today's episode. Or more specifically, I want to talk about exploring versus discovering, and also the importance, if you are going exploring, the importance of having a guide to support you with your exploration. So, where do I start? I'm reminded when I say that of asking directions when in the car and exploring new territory in the car before the days of sat nav, trying to find a certain location and say, I'll pull over here and ask this person. They look like they're local, they could probably point me in the right direction. And you roll the window down and ask the person for directions and say, well, do you know how I get to such and such from here? It's, oh, I wouldn't start from here if I were you. Not particularly helpful when you're already there. But where do I start? Well, when I first got into the whole world of self-help and personal development and understanding, or trying to work it all out, that was driven by a knowledge and a desire, a knowledge that I had so much more within me that I wanted to express without, so much more potential that I, for whatever reason, wasn't able to unlock, and yet had this burning desire to unlock it in some way, shape, or form. I didn't necessarily know what form it would take. I just knew that I could be doing better than I was doing, and I wanted to do better than I was doing. So that led me into the world of self-help and reading books. And I think my journey started, in fact, I know it started, the first book I read was Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Is it How to Win Friends and Influence People, or is it, have I got that the wrong way around? Is it How to Win People and Influence Friends? No, that doesn't sound right either. How to Win Friends and Influence People. And that led me on a journey of exploration, which over the years led me to consuming somewhere in the region of 1,000 books, might even be more than that, on all manner of things relative to. Well, relative to personal development, how the mind works, the power of our subconscious, spirituality, laws of the universe, thinking big, the laws of thinking, Napoleon Hill, Wallace D. Wattles, you name it, I probably read it, or I probably bought it and didn't read it. That was something else that when I was exploring was not altogether uncommon. But I went on a journey of exploration which led me to absorbing a whole load of information, getting an intellectual understanding and awareness. And of course, one of the challenges when you go off exploring in a new terrain is you don't know what you don't know. And as I explored more, I would pick up a book, and the advice in the book would conflict with advice I'd read in a book previously. So my exploration took me on a journey which left me feeling much of the time pretty confused about, what I should be accepting as true and what I should be applying and what I shouldn't be. And I'd read books about goal setting, SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. That all sounded quite sensible and smart. Until I then started to work with Bob Proctor, who talked about you should never set a goal that you believe in, you should never set a goal that you believe is achievable. Now, I do subscribe to that philosophy much more than to SMART goals. I think SMART goals are really, no disrespect to whoever came up with the acronym or whoever invented SMART goals, but I think SMART goals are dumb goals. Because by definition, if we're setting a goal that is something we believe is achievable or realistic, then we're setting it in harmony with our current belief system. And it's our current belief system, our beliefs about ourselves and about the world around us, that is keeping us where we are. So if we really want to take a giant leap forward in our lives and achieve something we've never achieved before, we should absolutely be anchoring ourselves or crucifying ourselves to a goal of a magnitude that is worth trading our life for. But I went on a long journey of exploration, and the point here is that I never really discovered what I was looking for. I never discovered the gold, the metaphoric gold. I was just wandering, looking for nuggets of advice that would support me to change my life. But in the process, I became lost in my exploration. And it was only in recent years, being led to the works of Neville Goddard on the back of 20 plus years of exploring, and that I started to discover. But my discovery came about on the back of two key things, and that's what I really want to share with you here today. It wasn't Neville's teachings, because Neville's teachings are not necessarily easy to get to grips with, particularly if you've been on a journey and bought into some of the other stuff along the way. You've got to filter all that out, or filter most of it out. So his teachings are not easy. Most people who get into them don't really experience the change that they might want. And that's because they're either applying it in the wrong way, or they're listening to people teaching on Neville who don't really understand. People who are teaching on Neville to change their lives rather than teaching on Neville because their lives have changed through the teachings of Neville. But it was only through Neville's teachings that I finally discovered the gold and stopped exploring in the same way. Do I still explore? Do I still dive deeper? Yes, and I did that last week. Why I got the gold, there were two reasons why I got the gold. One was that I started to diligently apply the teachings. Now, if I'm honest, I've never really done that before in a diligent, consistent, habitual fashion. Diligently doing the work. Not to create the outcome, because Neville's very clear about that. You don't do the work to create the outcome, you do the work for the experience, the imaginal experience. But applying the teachings was one of the reasons I discovered gold. And the other reason was I took a guide with me. I thought, how? I sought out a guide, a coach, somebody who really understood what I wanted to better understand and really understood how to apply it. And it was my commitment to an application and the guide. I now have two guides that I work with, specifically focused around Neville. And they support me to apply and play and explore and discover more and more. So, what's the point of this episode? Well, the point of this episode is if you go exploring and you never apply, you're likely to keep exploring for the rest of your life, or until such time as you give up, until such time as you decide that actually you've had enough and you can't create the change you want. But if you don't apply, you will never discover. And my encouragement is if you want to discover fast, if you want to discover sooner, and this is going to sound like a crass commercial, and is it a crass commercial? Maybe. But actually, it's a commercial that's driven by my intention to help you win. But if you want to discover faster, then take a guide with you. Somebody who's been on the journey, preferably. I'm going to record an episode perhaps tomorrow about learning from failures versus learning from people who have done nothing but succeed all their lives. Now, I don't necessarily think there is such a thing as doing nothing but succeed. I think all people who succeed, fail along the way to success. That's an important component. But actually, I'd much rather learn from someone who's hauled themselves up from being on their knees and really understands what it takes. So my encouragement is find a guide who's been on the journey, who's discovered gold for themselves, who's learned how to get past the resistance to application, how to overcome the internal resistance and the challenges. Through, funnily enough, by applying the material, there's a certain irony there. We can actually support ourselves to get over the resistance, to applying it by applying it. And that's a bit loopy, but that's how it works. So be clear on the difference between exploration and discovery. And be clear on the difference it's going to make to whether you discover and when you discover whatever it is you're searching for. Be clear that actually taking a guide is going to save you a lot of time, effort, frustration and turmoil. And it'll certainly save you from getting lost. I went on an exploration, an unguided exploration last week into some technology stuff with a view to changing my delivery of some of my teachings and some of my work. And I got lost in exploring. And I've resurfaced and here I am back talking to you about exploration and discovery. So that's it. I'll see you on another episode. Look forward to that. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.